This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. Coming up this hour, we're going to lighten the load, meaning we will take you to the movies. Oh, yeah. Because each and every week we do our cheap movie review. But there is nothing to laugh about with what's been happening in the world lately, especially what's coming out of Belgium. Sad, sad tales, more specifics on the people who were hurt and, of course, the loved ones who lost people in that horrific attack earlier this week, unexpected, ambushed, and come to find out that there is definitely a neighborhood where a lot of this jihadist rhetoric is being spread, and yet it's not being turned over, and you would think that's what would happen to try to get more of the people, young men who are breathing in all of this hate-filled messages, that there would be a way to just completely flatten it. So they've been doing an anti-terror roundup, and a plot in advanced stages was stopped in France. Six were arrested in Brussels. There is that one silver lining that there was a misstep, thank goodness. But after the ISIS attacks in Brussels, certainly there should be some sort of serious response. Some way to lay down the hammer, right? Knowing where this is going on, knowing where the specifics are being plotted out, I think it means this is the place you have to go, and you have to turn it over. You have to. And why they're not makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever. As we move along here in this hour, we'll do the numbers thing. We can count. And sadly, at the top, I'll tell you about one of the funniest guys. There used to be a show called The Gary Shandling Show, and I thought it was just so funny. It was basically a parody on the late night talk shows and what it was like to do the late night talk shows. So Gary Shandling, dead at the age of 66. He was good pals with Jerry Seinfeld and some other pretty successful, funny men. And they say that the police were dispatched to his house. He was transported to a hospital and pronounced dead. It appears to be from natural causes. No autopsies planned, and no official cause of death yet has been determined. But they're going to use medical records to try to figure that out. I mean, I thought he was hilarious. He had an eccentric kind of humor, and he was just very, very, very funny and had a lot of funny friends, a lot of friends, I think, in Hollywood. He had the Larry Sanders Show. That was the name of the show. It wasn't the Gary Shandling. The Larry Sanders Show, and the Larry Sanders Show was so funny. Real-life celebrities went on as guests on the show, within the show, I guess is the best way to put it, and it was super, super popular. I mean, all kinds of funny things happened on that show. I can remember one time Jim Carrey was on the show, or maybe it was when they were talking about the final broadcast of the show. He turned to him in a commercial break and said, "Are you doing a bit now?" Because he was started raving at him, ranting at him, and Gary Shandling, playing the Larry Sanders role, said, "Are you doing a bit now?" And then Carrie yelled, "We're off the air. This is real life now." So there were some funny, funny things that happened, along the way. He was even mentioned as somebody to follow David Letterman as a late night host for CBS's 12:30 slot, but no deal was made with that one. And he hosted the Emmys a couple of times. He did a bunch of films, Zoolander in 2001, and What Planet Are You From, and some others too along the way. He did a lot of stand up, and he was just a really super super funny guy. Gary Shanley, dead March 24th, 2016, at the age of 66, and they're thinking natural causes. On the campaign trail, and we'll move here coming up in our next segment, a couple of quick hits. One, Trump and Cruz. The big distraction now is over the wives. There's a feud that has just continued to roll out on Twitter between Donald Trump and Cruz over their spouses, and it got hotter. Cruz called Trump a sniveling coward for threatening his wife, Heidi, on Twitter, pretty much saying that the wives should be out of it. But, you know, Trump, whenever he tweets something out, always says, Lion Ted, that's what he calls him, Lying Ted. So Cruz is trying to come back and hit perhaps a little bit harder. He just said, Donald, real men don't attack women. Your wife is lovely. Heidi is the love of my life. Something he posted earlier in the day. So there's been a little bit of back and forth. There was even a picture that Trump tweeted out, and it said, a picture's worth a thousand words. Said, at real Donald Trump, lying Ted, never Cruz, Melania Trump. And that's what he put on there. And there's a picture of Melania and a picture of Heidi, and the picture of Heidi was incredibly unflattering, and the picture of his wife was very, very flattering. Let's put it that way. So on Thursday, Cruz began to press Trump on his history of supporting Democratic politicians in New York, which holds its Republican primary on April 19th. And I don't think we've heard the last of this. That's for sure. Twitter, it just always goes up another notch whenever Trump's on it anyway. Polls, by the way, show Trump leading in New York ahead of the primary. There were indications on Thursday of Trump's strength in California. A lot of people think he couldn't clinch the nomination by winning the primary on June 7th, but now that's changing. A new survey by the Public Policy Institute of California found that among likely Republican primary voters, Trump led 38% to 27% for Cruz and 14% for Ohio Governor John Kasich. The next Republican contest, April 5th in Wisconsin and April 9th in Wyoming. So we'll see where that ends up, but it's about the numbers and counting up the numbers of delegates and superdelegates. That is the key to winning the nomination, is to having as many numbers and having the number that you need. So Trump has 739 delegates, Cruz 465, Kasich, by the way, I'll throw this in, governor of Ohio, 143, needed for the nomination, 1,237, Clinton, 1,690, she needs 2,383 for the nomination. Stay with us.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's products powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now, 800-587-3948.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
And I know you're speaking of me.
If you want to throw in your 2 cents over the war of words or what's happening in Brussels, please do. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. Let's go out to Dan, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello. I had to take off my headphones.
No worries.
Oh, it's shocking, isn't it, how those Catholics are such bloodthirsty people that go out and murder people and plant bombs and put nails in them and kill everybody. Oh, pardon me, that wasn't the Catholics. Those Protestants, those Presbyterians, then the bloodthirsty Presbyterians. Oh, my God, we got to ban the world from Presbyterians. Oh, wait a second, that wasn't them. I know it was something. Oh, yeah, Muslims. These people are despicable. They are a blood cult. They believe in slavery for our women, death to our men. If we don't become Muslims and pay the little token, we are theirs and we will lose. This country has got to get their head out of your, you know what, and start paying attention. We have Muslims in this country. They are not here to do us any good. We've got to get rid of every damn single one of them. I don't care if it's Muhammad Ali, Dr. Oz, Jimmy's a jumping dog. I don't care. They've all got to go. And the people in Brussels, they're going to wind up losing their country. France, it can kiss it goodbye. Any place you got Muslims. This invasion of Europe by all these Slavs that's coming from all these countries of Syria, Turkey, Iraq, Iran, the whole nine yards, these people are designed to do one thing, take over. You've got enemies in your midst. Anyone who's a Muslim is an enemy of America. Anyone who's a Muslim is an enemy of anybody else other than a Muslim. You've got to get rid of them all. I'm sorry, but that's the way it is.
Are you through?
Yeah, I'm done. Now let's talk about politics. Okay.
Hey, I will agree with you. They need to toss that neighborhood. Come on. Why?
Toss it out of the country.
Yeah.
Everybody that's in it,
I agree. If I am in
out,
that.
You put them on planes, you drop them off in Turkey and say, hey, you're a nice little Muslim country and you're a member of NATO. Guess what? You get these people.
That neighborhood is bad. And so not to do that is a crying shame. I agree.
They don't do it with their history.
I agree. The politics. So you like this little war, Melania versus Heidi?
It is interesting. Melania from 20 years ago, and then they show Heidi when she's in a rage. And boy, they're going to bat on each other. Look, there's some strange stuff going on out there, and the Democrats would love for us to cut our own throats, but we've got to unite and get rid of them. The last thing we need in this world is another Hillary Clinton or any Clinton in the White House. My God, this woman would absolutely cost us our security. She would destroy us. And I don't care if it's Donald Trump or it's Cruz or a write-in candidate, whoever it is, we've got to unite against Hillary because she is nothing but death to America.
And so when you see the polls where it says that she, and you know, polls are polls, but when they have a poll that comes out, oh, she beats Donald Trump. I mean, how would you feel? Let's just hypothetically say she becomes president. What would that mean to you?
It would mean that we're just one step closer to the revolution where we take our guns and go to Washington and get rid of it once and for all.
But don't you think somebody would reel her in?
We've got a situation going on right now that Loretta Lynch will not prosecute Hillary because Hillary is a Democrat and Hillary is running for president of the United States. The deadwood is on Hillary. She has been found guilty by the FBI. They know it. They got her in spades. But nothing's happening because Lynch will not pull the trigger. And if she doesn't pull the trigger, we do not have a government anymore. This is a run by Barack Obama and his little sect and Loretta Lynch that are perpetrating a crime against every man and woman in this country, regardless of your political persuasion. This is absolute anarchy. You can't have this. You either have the rule of law, or there is no such thing as a republic of the United States of America. And Lynch and Obama are thwarting the rule of law. The FBI have got Hillary dead to rights. She will not make it if anybody comes against her. And I'm telling you, if this doesn't get taken care of, we're right on the verge of a revolution in this country, Kate. I'm not kidding you. I'm buying ammunition. And you know,
well, they're saying that in some cases ammunition runs out fast, depending on what kind of gun. It's gone. Boom.
I got enough to last a long time, baby. And I'm an absolute crack shot. I can shoot the eyes out of a small dog at half a mile.
Oh, I like that. I like the analogy. Can shoot the eyes out of a small dog a mile away?
Yeah, I'm a killer.
A killer. All right, Dan. It is scary. I do agree with you. It is scary. It's not fear-mongering.
Well, listen, sweetheart,
it's real.
How are things with you? I haven't asked you.
Awesome. I mean, we've got a big weekend coming up.
How come you got a rerun?
Flu, man. I'm fighting the flu hard.
Oh, you got that crud? You got that creeping crud?
Yeah.
Oh, you poor baby.
I know.
My heart goes out to you.
I know, lots of tea.
You forgot your garlic, didn't you?
I did. You know, you told me that years ago, and I swear I need to listen to you. Yes. You're right. Dan is right. Get the garlic. I did have some garlic today. It's so funny that you say that. That is absolutely a way to ward some of that.
Have you ever used elephant ear garlic and drizzle just a little bit of olive oil over it and put it in the oven?
And then it's good, huh?
Oh, my God, girl. Talk about delicious. Get you a big clove of elephant ear garlic. Put it in your little oven in a little tiny skillet, you know. Drizzle some olive oil over it and just let it cook for 350 for about, I'd say 5 minutes. Let the oven really get hot first before you put it in there. And just let it kind of soak all that olive oil all through it and then take it out of there and just...
You can make
the best spread for garlic bread you ever tasted in your life. You're going to love it. There's your recipe for you, and I love this cake idea. That was great. Graham, God bless you, bro.
I love it. I love it. Dan, thank you. I'm going to do that this weekend. That's good. The garlic suggestion is a really super good one. It's good because of warding things off, especially flu. Everybody around you starts to hack. And even if you're super healthy, you're so vulnerable to it. Man, you are so vulnerable to it. As somebody who, knock on wood, you know, if I'm sick, I'm sick, because I don't get sick that much. But when I do, it's brutal. And it's usually because of the, of course, probably like all of us, the people around me. Somebody is, you know, somehow some germs, whatever, especially flu. And I never used to get the flu, but the flu is so bad. And the strains of it sometimes are so bad that this year, and I don't know if it's going to be a different kind of year from years past when you try to compare that, but I've just noticed that people, a lot of people around me were falling like tin soldiers, boom, one after another. And maybe the weather plays a little part in that. I'm not sure, but it's definitely noticeable. Let's put it that way. You know, this whole thing with a gunman and somebody coming in to looks like they're going to shoot people and sound all the alarms. They had in San Diego a security alert at the Naval Medical Center there after a gunman was reported to have been seen inside the hospital. But the alert was lifted when they couldn't find a suspect. So then the thought was, well, where is this coming from? They posted an advisory on the Facebook page saying an active shooter was present at the hospital and told everyone to avoid the area, but no gunfire was reported, right? So a spokesperson at the base said that military security searched for a possible suspect, didn't find anyone for 7 hours. An anonymous caller reported seeing an unidentified man with a firearm on the fourth floor of the hospital's west wing, which is a nursing ward, and that's what set off a shelter-in-place order for the hospital. So there was one thing that came up. They found 4 unspent bullets, Dan talking about ammunition, that were found during the search, but it's not clear if they were related to the call or not. That is scary, because I've been to this hospital, actually. It's a decent hospital. They have a huge staff, and they've got military, civilian professionals, because, of course, you know, San Diego is home to the Navy's Pacific Fleet. So if you hear an active shooter call, oh, they're going to automatically go into that mode. Stay with us. Taking some more calls next, 855-266-5283.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is
is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
An oldie but a goodie, we racked it out for you. Thanks, Daniel. And welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And I hope wherever you are this weekend, you're celebrating with friends and thinking about some of these poor people in Brussels. I'll tell you what, it's so just damn depressing, frankly, to read some of the stories of what's happened and the families, and it's about that. I hate that we don't know enough about the victims, and it's incredible, just the timing of somebody just missing, even getting hit, and then those that were right in the line of fire. I wanted to give you this for the numbers this time around, because we're in March Madness, so what happened on the Thursday games heading into the weekend? So you know, Nova knocked off Miami 92-69. Woohoo! My Wildcats finally making some noise in the tourney. And Oklahoma beat the Aggies 77-63. There's a sigh. And then there's some cheering going on in Oklahoma. But, boy, that's a big win for the Sooners. KU, Kansas, is so much a powerhouse team. Heading into it, a lot of people pick Kansas to win, and that's a good choice. They beat Maryland 79-63. And how about this? Bye-bye, Coach K. Makes $9 million a year, outcoached by the Oregon Ducks. 80 to outplayed by the Oregon Ducks. 82-68, that was the final score there. So congratulations to those that move on, and we'll see how the rest of this all shakes out. Let's go out to Jason in California. Hi, Jason. Jason, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. I just want you to know, I want everybody to know that Muslims are not the problem. There's too much hatred out there. That's the problem. That's the problem. Hatred. We're not supposed to hate like that. And the radical Islamists, they hate us. They hate Americans. They hate everybody. Everybody who's not like them, they call infidels.
Mm-hmm.
They're just so full of hate. Their religion is so full of hate. I just would like for people to understand that.
Jason, thanks for that. I agree with you. That's why Dan said, I say to Dan, you know, you gotta, the problem with the blanket statement about Muslims is Muhammad Ali, Dr. Oz, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who writes all the time about not being identified with radical Islamists. You're right, the hatred is out there, and it's thumping and rearing its ugly head. There is no doubt about that. And unfortunately, I said this on the air many, many times, that Sam Harris wrote a book called The End of Religion. And if you go back and you look, it's not saying let's end religion, but the book talks about, thanks, Jace, the book talks about that all wars are religious. If you go back and you trace the history of some of the huge wars, and what was it that ultimately lit that spark? But this kind of warfare is unfair. It's unfair because there's so many innocent victims in the middle of this. It's not, it no longer is, you're fighting for your side, I'm fighting for my side, we volunteer, we sign up, we know what could happen. It's just dirty pool all the way around, and I'm being polite. Let's go to Grim. Hi, Grim.
Good evening, Kate.
Hello.
I kind of fubbed that mix up, and you know, I hope God's with you too, Dan. But, hey, look, when you do the pack of Kool-Aid and the salt shaker, add two teaspoons of sugar. I forgot.
Sugar, because, oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, that adds the glaze. See, if you put it in a baking mix, your cake mix, then the whole cake tastes like it. And sometimes you might want to put vanilla in a white cake.
Right.
But when you do that little orange baked glaze in the pan, because you can see the sugar better when you shake it out in the pan. It does a, you know, sweet glaze to the outside of the cake, and you get both flavors. But, Kate, it's not really hate, because really the hate is really a lack of education. That's what it's
Yeah, lack of education is absolutely, it's lack of opportunity education. But you know what, this was something that was discussed before. Why can't, in these areas, why aren't we focusing on building, changing the education, building
money.
Schools, doing, right, exactly,
money.
Exactly.
Your questions, any question you want to bring up politically.
Follow the money.
One word. And to be honest, you know, the other night, I made the mention that, you know, I'm not particularly fond of the hyphenated word African-American.
Yeah.
Now, I don't mind somebody using it historically. I don't mind them using it as a reference to their background. I do mind it used in a propagandizing what they want to come out with as a group, because then I question their allegiance. Are you allied with Africa, or are you allied with American? I'm an American, regardless of mine. And that's something else, you know, work applications. I think it should totally be removed, you know, your name, your address, then race, right? I mean, sometimes I put down there, you know, if they have other, I check it and say, Heinz 57.
Oh, that's hilarious. so funny.
I can go back and you know, I got 6-7 different nationalities, you know.
Right.
But I can't even keep on going back. So you might as well put on there, if you're going to ask this, because I think that's prejudice in itself, you know, and discriminating, you might as well just put every combination. And they can't do that because the paperwork just for that one question would be so long. And, of course, the next one is, you know, sex. And I'm saying, not as much as I like, or...
But the worst, that would be funny.
The worst on an application, Kate, that I hate the most is the one the government issues you and says, don't give that to anybody. But you can't get a job unless you put down your Social Security number.
I know.
And the government issued it to me. I don't like it, care for it. Well, then, if you're going to give it to me, and I do have to get a job by it so you can get your FICA, and a lot of people don't know what that is, but that's your Social Security payment, is FICA.
Right.
And at one time, you could walk in the employer and with a handshake give you your name and your reputation, got you a job, and, you know, how'd you like to get paid? Cash. I'll pay Uncle Sam what I owe him at the end of the year.
Yeah.
But because a lot of people weren't being honest, that's where the government said, hey, you're going to write them out checks. You can't ask for cash anymore. I'd like to see that come back.
You can't.
Really,
you're right.
I'd like to see that come back.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, if an employer tells me I'm going to make $50,000 a year, I want to see the $50,000, and at the end of the year, I'll give the government what's due. But
well, can you imagine?
Well, it's the way it used to be.
Yeah.
That was before your time.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was taught to me in school by somebody that was smart. Say, when you get a job, ask for cash, and they'll pay you in cash.
Yeah.
And then be responsible and set aside 15% to pay taxes at the end of the year.
Right, and then that way you actually save money yourself, but that's the problem is the setting it aside. But you're right. You make a good point. Absolutely.
Well, some people didn't even pay. That was a problem.
Right, right.
So the government said they put laws out there regulating businesses to where you no longer do that, and all you can expect is a check, and now they don't even want to give you a check. They want to automatically deposit it, and here your Social Security is so loose, you don't know if your HR is throwing
yeah.
the trash and somebody at work's dig through the trash.
I know that's happened to people, yeah.
Well, I still say the government's responsible for that. And
right.
they should put an FBI agent on that. You don't want to hear how extreme I want to get. I'd give a U.S. Marshal diplomatic immunity because by law, with all the countries, he can travel freely to the country, and he could walk up behind somebody down in South Africa with a silencer on a .38 and see him sitting there stealing somebody's identity because he traced it all away with an iPhone tap. Because he's robbing elderly people of their money. Hard-working elderly people. And to me, that's worse than, you know, anything.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Sad to say, because it destroys their life.
It's absolutely, because how are you getting that money back? You can't. It's a destroyer.
But as far as this race stuff, I look at people as human beings. And I'm more interested, just as you said, to find their history.
Yes.
That's more fascinating because, you know, you never know. You might find out that you're related to them somewhere, somehow.
Exactly.
You know, they've done some gene testing to where totally people thought they were Scottish, found out they had a little bit of African blood in them.
Yeah, absolutely. And they were shocked, yeah.
Yeah, that's just it. I can't say. As a matter of fact, sometimes I even do this. You'll laugh at this one. I put hyphen, possibly DNA, alien DNA from outer space.
Oh, that's a brilliant place to end this, Grim. You are hilarious. Thanks. You have a fabulous Easter weekend. Movies and such coming up.
Oh, sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For this hour of America Tonight. You know, we always do this cheap movie review thing because I hope when we talk about the world crushing us in various ways, I'll tell you what, I think that you need an escape, right? Because we're living, we're breathing. It's another day above ground. It's a good day, right? And for all the people who spilled their blood so that we could bask in the freedoms we have in the United States. If you like to escape to the movies, I hope you can find a good one, because to me, that's what it's about. What can we find that is worth watching this time around? And I'll tell you, I looked at the movies, and I looked this week. I looked pretty hard to see what, you know, what of everything that's out there, what's some of the better stuff going on? And we still have a slew of movies that, just a slew of movies that, to me, are, including Star Wars, that people haven't seen, because a lot of people aren't going to movies anymore, because you're picky, right? and you're looking and saying, you know, this isn't, there isn't anything worth seeing this time around. There isn't anything that, that trips my trigger that I should go and watch. So I looked, and you've got the Greek, Wedding Part 2, basically. You have some of the bigger movies coming out in the next couple of weeks. But, and then pretty soon we get into May, and then it gets even bigger. So movies for this week included, let's see, in new releases. It's funny, somebody said to me, well, you know, here's my list of movies you need to see, and one of them was on the list was Tomorrowland, and I was like, Tomorrowland? I don't think so. The big movie out, and I think, Danielle, I want to make sure that we've got our movies this week, and the big one this week is Batman versus Superman, so let's roll that one out.
Master Wayne. Thermal imaging is showing me 24 hostiles on the third floor. Why don't I drop you off on the second? Even you got too old to die young, not for lack of trying. He has the power to wipe out the entire human race. If we believe there's even a 1% chance that he is our enemy, we have to take it as an absolute certainty.
The greatest gladiator match in the history of the world. God versus man. Day versus night.
You're psychotic.
That's a three-syllable word for any thought too big for little minds.
I know she wouldn't like you.
Oh, I don't think you've ever known a woman like me.
So you get it. It's Batman versus Superman, and the big story out of this is Ben Affleck plays Batman. I don't know. Something about the two superheroes squaring off makes no sense to me, but I think it'll still have a big, giant opening. It's going to find an audience. Absolutely. This is a throwback. Remember when they did My Big Fat Greek Wedding? Boy, it seems like a million years ago when they did it. So now, finally, there is actually a part two, but will it be funny? Here's a little sliver of that.
A long time ago, I had a big, fat Greek wedding. Now my daughter is all grown up.
Hope you applied to some local colleges, too.
Why do parents always say dream big when they really mean not too big?
Ian and I are just trying to find a minute to ourselves.
I'm on a date tonight.
And afterward, oh, satin, slippery like an eel.
You're welcome. Shave everything.
You look pretty.
What are you doing?
Dad!
And my family is still too close.
Parents deserve a sex life, too.
Always in my business.
Keep your eyeballs open for a nice Greek boy. So one day you can make babies.
They follow me everywhere. I need some air.
Your mom felt the same way about being Greek.
Florida, Texas, New York. These are the colleges I'm applying to.
Why do you want to leave me?
Payback.
But there's always...
The priest never signed a wedding license.
A few surprises.
We're not married. I'm
a hippie.
Now, my family has come together.
Who says a woman has to be married?
You. All our lives.
The wedding is on!
To pull off another
beautiful
big fat Greek wedding.
Take a photo!
All right, pull my neck.
One, two, pull! But you got to be...
Even though I'm taking a step back, I will always be right here.
Why aren't you in Greek club?
Every day of my life is Greek club.
We come from a long line of strong women. Remember Paris. Protect the Polaki. Eyes open, knees shut.
If your knees are open, shut your eyes.
All right, so this is a sequel to the 2002 movie. Like I mentioned, My Big Fat Greek Wedding. You have John Corbett, who is in this. Nia Vardalos is in it. That made her famous, put her on the map. Now they have a daughter who wants to go away to college, and it's that whole overbearing family thing. And here, quickly, is our final flick.
And that's Jillian. She's great. This is my crew. And tomorrow, it's our turn to take over the world.
Have a nice day, boys!
Will tells me that you are about to start at Johnson & Johnson.
Will is finally going to be paid at LA Weekly, yes?
Reporting for duty.
We don't have a job for you.
What do you mean?
I mean, we don't have a job for you. We've downsized.
I am broke.
Please, I need you to step up.
We received close to 1,000 resumes for the videographer position.
I took a look at your Facebook page. Nobody wants a birthday spanking from you.
I can't believe I have to sell my TV.
Will, you got the job.
Oh, yo, wait, come back.
All you have to do is take a drug test.
Drug test? Was it multiple choice?
Great.
Mr. Wilheimer, I wanted to thank you for this opportunity.
Oh, well, always on the lookout for fresh talent.
I stepped up big time. I got great news for us.
I got fired.
What?
I'm $90,000 in debt, and I spent $279 on a pair of shoes.
You're going to get another job. The moment that I saw you, I knew that you were someone to take seriously.
What am I going to do for rent?
Hey, Rumi.
Job might get the booth. Maybe you gotta wait for this one to come out on Netflix. Thanks to Danielle for his help. Excellent job as always. And you and the guy in the back smoking the cigar for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.